After consulting with my ministers, I think you're the one we need. Somewhere out there, the one who will kill me has taken birth, and I do not want him to survive. So, since killing children is your specialty, I want you to go kill all kinds of children in the cities and villages. Then I will be safe.
Oh, Panther! How nice of you to think of me. There certainly is no other more qualified than myself. I can change my body to look so beautiful, no one will suspect my purpose.
Great, you old witch. Now get out there and do your dirty business.
Krishna. His features are so nice, no one can resist him. People are coming from miles around simply to present him with some nice gifts. The Supreme Lord Vishnu is so kind to me. Who can understand his mercy?
Oh, yes, Yashoda. You are very fortunate. Everyone loves Krishna so. His eyes look just like lotus petals, and his body is the color of a rain cloud. Dressed in yellow garments, he is more attractive than millions of cupids. Oh, just see who's coming. It must be the goddess of fortune. Come to see your extraordinary child.
Even though she was so ugly, she made herself look quite lovely. Dressed in jewels and golden crown, she made her way to Nanda's town. The gopis saw a goddess coming. As she walked, she looked so stunning. She pulled her shawl and the rest, for she smeared poison on her breast. But Krishna's a supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Putana got his grace and went to his own place.
Dear lady, who are you? You look so beautiful. You must be the consort of Lord Narayan. I suspect that you must have come to see my child Krishna. There he is over there. Please go and bless him with your presence.
Ah, it worked. She doesn't know who I am. Now is my chance to satisfy Kamsa. This child is so powerful that he could destroy the whole universe immediately. Anyway, I'm Putana, the child killer. What am I afraid of? Here, child, take the milk from me. I know you must be very thirsty.
Putana walked into the thinking Krishna would be dead soon. As the Lord woke from his nap, Putana placed him on her lap. She gave her poisoned breast to nurse, but Kamsa's plan worked in reverse. As Krishna drank, he closed his eyes, then he sucked out Putana's life. Krishna's a supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Putana got his grace and went to his own place.
Ah, what is this? Oh, leave me, child, leave me!
Oh, Rohini, look what's happened. My poor baby. Oh, what a horrible witch. Oh, but by the Lord's grace, he's all right. Quick, let us perform auspicious rituals and chant Vedic mantras to help protect Krishna from any evil.
Oh, Narayan, what is this? My child has been attacked by a huge demon. The prophecy of Vasudeva has come true. How could he have foretold an incident that happened in his absence from Gokula? Come, let us cut this gigantic body into pieces and pile it with wood for burning. I don't want to take any chances of her returning to harm my little Krishna.
Nanda returned with a coward man and saw the form of the ugly demon. Putana changed with her life now gone into a dead.
There, I think that's enough wood. Now we'll light it and be rid of this menace. What's this? I can't believe it. The smoke actually smells sweet. How can it be?
Oh, Nanda, I am thinking that your child is special. Could it be that his touch has purified this ugly demon? Oh, glories to Nandanandana, the joy of Yashoda, the pleasure of Gokula.
As her body burned, the smoke smelled sweet, for she'd been touched by Krishna's feet. She had more envy than any other, but Krishna treated her like his mother. The Supreme Person is so kind, she meant to kill him, but he didn't mind. By baby Krishna's will she died, and from her sins was purified. For Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he dissipates all fears. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. Pujana got his grace and went to his own place. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Baby Krishna kicked the cart. It fell to the ground and broke apart. Baby Krishna kicked the cart. It fell to the ground and broke apart. Shakitasura was pushed along with the cart upon.
When Krishna grew up a little more, he began to turn himself backside up, which gave Mother Yashoda great pleasure.
Oh, Nanda, see how our son is now turning over by himself. It is now time to observe his first birthday ceremony. Let us prepare for this festival.
Yes, Yashoda. I will arrange to distribute large quantities of grains and give first-class cows in charity to the brahmanas.
And I will invite all the coward men and women to participate. Come, friends, come. It is time for Krishna's birthday ceremony.
Here we come with great gifts for your son. We've never seen a child like this. His little face attracts our hearts. We feel that our gifts are insignificant in comparison with his luster.
My dear Yashoda, you are so fortunate. Your child has an effulgence that surpasses that of the moon. And though they will not do justice to his appearance, we have brought silken cloth and jewels to adorn your transcendental child.
Now let the band play while the brahmanas are chanting hymns. Yashoda will bathe our child on this Janmashtami day. Yashoda bathed Krishna and then took him on her lap and sat listening to the Vedic mantras. Soon the child fell asleep, so Mother Yashoda laid him down on a bed under a cart and then engaged herself
in receiving all the friends and relatives in Gokula. While Yasoda was away, Krishna woke up and was hungry. So he began to cry for his mother's milk. But Mother Yasoda could not hear him because of the various noises. Krishna became so angry, he lifted his legs and began to kick his lotus feet. But while he was kicking his legs, he accidentally touched the wheel of the cart, and it collapsed with a great noise. All the utensils scattered hither and thither, surprising all the inhabitants. A demon named Sakadasura had been hiding in the cart, but simply with his kicking, Krishna had killed him. But the inhabitants of Gokula did not know what happened, and they came running to pick up the Lord.
Oh, Govinda! How has this happened? The cart that Krishna was lying under has completely collapsed, though I can't see any cause for it.
Ananda Maharaj, we know how it fell. We saw Krishna kicking his feet, and when he touched the wheel, it broke off, sending everything flying.
I saw him do it.
Just all by himself.
How it happened.
Oh, no. How could that be? Krishna is just a little child. His little feet couldn't do such harm.
Well, I don't know, Nanda. Your son is different from any other we have seen. He just might have done it, you know. He's actually very special. Maybe he's a demigod, Nanda.
The inhabitants of Gokula could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply lying there as a baby. Both the possible and the impossible were in his power. He could do anything.
Well, for whatever reason, the cart has fallen. But our child Krishna is safe. Let us offer oblations into the fire and worship the Supreme Lord for the good fortune of Krishna.
Here, little one, don't cry anymore. Simply take my breast milk and you will be out of danger.
My dear friends, I don't know how Krishna is saved from all these calamities, but I'm simply asking you to help me pray for his protection. So, do you think you could help me? It is said that for this age, only one kind of sacrifice is recommended, the chanting of the Maha Mantra. It goes like this. Please repeat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good. Now let's sing it loudly for the good fortune of our child Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Once, when Krishna and Balaram
were praying on the bank of the Jamuna, a demon of the name Vatsasura assumed the shape of a calf and came there intending to kill the brothers. By taking the shape of a calf, he thought he could hide amongst the other calves. But Krishna knows the heart of every living being, for he is within their hearts as Paramatma.
Oh, Balaram, look over there. Another calf has joined the herd. I'm thinking that he is actually a demon coming to cause a disturbance. What do you think we should do?
My dear brother, I think it would be great fun to teach this demon a lesson. Let us both sneak up behind him and throw him into that tree over there.
That's a good idea, Balaram. Come on, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
So, Krishna and Balaram sneaked up behind the demon and, catching him by his hind legs and tail, whipped him around forcefully and threw him into a tree. Vatsasura lost his life and fell to the ground. The playmates of Krishna shouted praise, and the demigod showered flowers with great satisfaction. In this way, the maintainer of a complete creation, Krishna and Balaram, used to take care of the calves every morning, and thus they enjoyed their childhood pastimes as cowherd boys in Vrindavan. One day, after taking a drink from the cool Yamuna, the boys and calves were sitting on the bank of the river. All of a sudden, they saw a huge duck as big as a hill and whose top was as strong as a thunderbolt. His name was Bakasura, and he was sent by Kansa to try and kill Krishna.
My name is Bakasura. You think I'm a duck, sir? Well, I'll eat you up, sir. I'll eat you right now!
Oh, Krishna, what shall we do?
But when Bakasura swallowed Krishna, he felt a burning sensation in his throat due to Krishna's glowing effulgence. Bakasura quickly threw Krishna up and tried to kill him by pinching him in his beak. Krishna took the demon's beak and, before his cowherd boyfriend, bifurcated his mouth as easily as a child splits a blade of grass. From the sky, the denizens of the heavenly planets showered flowers along with vibrations of bugles, drums, and conch shells. All the boys became struck with wonder and were so pleased it seemed as if they had regained their very source of life. They all embraced Krishna, and assembling the calves, returned home.
Dear Nanda and Yashoda, a very wonderful thing has happened. Krishna was swallowed by a gigantic bird, but he killed the demon by splitting his beaks in two. We all saw it with our very own eyes.
Yes, I saw it. He did it.
It was so wonderful.
Krishna is so powerful.
No one else could do that.
Oh, dear, how is it that our son is always being disturbed by great demons, yet he always kills them and is himself unharmed?
Yes, Krishna is somehow protected by the grace of Hari. I cannot understand it. All the demons die, just like small flies in a fire. I can only remember the words of Gargamuni, who foretold that this boy would be attacked by many demons. Just see how that prophecy is coming true, word for word.
Oh, yes, this is so very wonderful.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Remember Putana and Trinavarta?
When will we know the answer?
The inhabitants of Vrindavan were so absorbed in talks about Krishna, they forgot the threefold misery of this material existence.
Blue skies, white clouds, Krishna and Balaram are following the cows. Over on Govardhan, where the cows stray, the cowherd boys all play with Krishna and Balaram all through the day. Krishna, Krishna, let's all play, going to the forest. Sound upon our flutes and horns, keep the cows before us. With a stiff lunch back too, we'll be happy seeing you. Krishna, beautiful and blue, hari, hari, bo, hari, hari, bo. Krishna, Krishna, now we're here, dancing all together. Decorate with drake and leaves, glory and peacock feathers. Putting feathers in our hair, Krishna's pleasure is our care. Loving him, we have no fear. Hare, hare, go. Hare, hare, go.
Oh, Sudama, see Krishna up there looking at the forest?
I will run the fastest and be the first to touch him.
Oh, no, Devadatta. I will be the first to touch Krishna.
No, no, you don't. I will be the first.
There, I touch Krishna first. Watch me dance like that peacock. Peacock! Peacock! Peacock!
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Look here, Mandali Bhadra. See the shadow of this bird? Let's see if we can follow it.
Oh, monkey, you look so funny. You can't get away, silly monkey. I've got you.
Here comes a frog. Here, he's going to the water. I'll follow him.
When Lord Krishna was enjoying his childhood pastimes with his boyfriend, one Agasura demon became very impatient. He was unable to see Krishna playing, so he appeared before the boys, intending to kill them all. He was so terrible, even the demigods were afraid of him.
This Krishna has killed my sister Putana and my brother Bakasura. Now I shall kill him along with all his friends and calves. My name is Agasura. I'm fat and round. My lip is in the sky. My jaw is on the ground. My wide open mouth is just like a cave. Soon it will be Krishna's grave. From my mouth hot wind blows. From my eyes fire glows. Now I am waiting to swallow you. Please come in, dear boy of blue.
Look, Sridham, there's something lying on the road. What do you suppose it could be?
Isala, this figure appears to be a great animal, ready to swallow us all. Just see, is it not a big snake that has widened his mouth to eat us?
Yes, what you say is true. But if we all at one time entered in the mouth of this great serpent, how could he possibly swallow us all? And even if he could, Krishna would save us.
Yes, yes.
Let's go in.
Then, talking in that way, all the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna entered the mouth of the great Agasura demon. Unlike the demigods, they had no fear of the demon because they had taken complete shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna.
They've all entered my mouth. Ha! Now I have them. When the children die, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan will die of grief. Ha 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 ha! Oh! All except Krishna have entered. He's the one who killed my brother and sister. I will wait for him.
Krishna is the assurance of safety to everyone. But when he saw that his friend had entered the belly of the serpent, he became momentarily aggrieved. Even though there was factually no concern on Krishna's part, he was thinking that way out of love for his devotees.
Oh, no! All my friends have entered the mouth of Agasura. What shall I do? I know. I also will enter into the demon.
When Krishna entered the demon's mouth, all the demigods began to cry. At the same time, all the friends of Agasura, especially Kansa, who were accustomed to eating flesh and blood, began to express their jubilation. While the demon was trying to smash all the boys, Krishna heard the lament of the demigods, and he immediately began to expand himself within the belly of the serpent. He grew bigger and bigger until the demon could no longer breathe. His big eyes moved violently, and he quickly suffocated. Finally, his life air burst out of a hole on the top of his head and hovered in the air. Then the demon's body fell dead, and the boys emerged unharmed.
Krishna has saved us from the terrible demon.
We were as if dead, but Krishna brought us back to life.
When Krishna emerged from the demon's mouth, the shining spirit soul that had been hovering in the air merged into the body of the Supreme Lord, and thus Agasura gained liberation by the eternal mercy of Krishna. The demigods were overwhelmed with jubilation and began to praise him, saying,
Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai, Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Day is so nice. The calves are contented. The wind is blowing sweet fragrance. And I am thinking that because of your presence, there could be no misfortune in all the three worlds.
Yes, my friends, let us not worry about anything, but simply join together with my younger brother Krishna and play to our heart's content. He is the reservoir of pleasure, and with him present, there can be no loss of happiness. Your friend touches feet.
So we came a little closer to join into their fun, thinking he would steal the Lord and away he would run. But because the Lord is residing in everyone's heart, he knew the demon's evil plan.
Dodi is not a coward boy at all. He is a big demon who has assumed this form to try to kill me and Balaram. I have an idea. We'll have a mock fight, and Balaram will defeat him.
Krishna said, come boys, let's fight. We'll challenge Balaram with our might. The team who wins the first attack will ride upon the loser's back. As they played, they watched the cows. Pralamba meant to keep his vow. So there he was on Krishna's side, trying his best his form to hide.
Boys, let's have a duel. My team against yours, Balaram. Pick your men. Come, friend. Please join with me. With your help, I'm sure our team will win.
Oh, no, dear Krishna. You may be very great, but don't think that you can defeat me.
You may be my elder brother, Balaram, but we shall see whose prowess is greater.
Just you wait.
We'll see who's best.
Come on, get ready.
We're not afraid.
One, two, three, go.
Get your hands away there. I'm going to tell him right now. Oh, no, we'll push him. We won. We won. All right, you boys. Come here so we can take our victory ride.
As it was, Balaram was victorious. His strength and his name are most glorious. So now the demon grew bolder. He took the Lord on his shoulder. He had thought Krishna to be most powerful, but now he found himself most sorrowful. For Balaram's just like a mountain, which is something he didn't count on. As Balaram was carried off away from where they played, he noticed that his carrier had changed in every way. Salamba, feeling such a weight, his normal form assumed. He looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon.
Oh my! Just look at my carrier! He's not a cowherd boy. He appears to be a great demon carrying me away from all my friends. Well, I shall not let him go any further. All right, you demon. Let's see you stand up to my hand.
So Baladeva has never missed. Hit Pralamba with his fist. The ugly demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a slashed head. The boys were praising his powers while the demigod showered flowers. And the music was heard for hours, the chanting of his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
That's not all. While Krishna and Balaram and their friends were engaged in these pastimes, the cows, being unobserved, began to wander off on their own, entering farther and farther into the forest, allured by fresh grasses.
Sir Robbie Cow, Sir Robbie Cow, have you milk for Krishna? Yes, devotee, as much as you like, sir. Turn it into butter, make it into ghee. Offer it to Krishna, drink it if you please.
Soon the cows entered the forest called Ishikatavi. This forest was full of green grass and was so very attractive to them. But when they entered, they saw there was a forest fire, and they began to cry loudly. On the other side, Krishna and Balaram, along with their friends, could not find their cows, and they became very aggrieved.
Oh, Krishna and Balaram, where are the cows? They have wandered off while we were engaged in playing.
Do not be afraid, my friends. We will find them. Come, let's follow these footprints. They will surely lead us to our cows. Bhumi, Prita, Sita, where are you?
Yes. See how the grass has been eaten by them? This is surely the way they have gone. Come this way. I think I hear something.
Look, Krishna, over there, the cows are caught in a huge forest fire.
Oh, Krishna, help us, help us.
Hearing Krishna calling them, the cows cried for joy, but were still surrounded by the fire. Soon the flames grew bigger and bigger until it looked like everything movable and immovable would be devoured.
Oh, Krishna, we are afraid.
Please save us from the scorching heat.
We are your intimate friends. It is not right that we should suffer in this way.
We are completely dependent on you.
We do not know anyone but you.
The personality of Godhead heard the appealing voices of his friends, and casting a pleasing glance over them, he began to answer by speaking through his eyes.
My dear friends, there is no cause for fear.
Then Krishna, the supreme mystic, the powerful personality of Godhead, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the forest fire.
Oh my! Just see, Krishna has saved us from imminent danger.
Krishna swallowed up the flames, and here we are again with him in the forest, along with Balaram and the cows.
No, I think Krishna must not be an ordinary boy.
He has completely freed us from the attack of the blazing fire.
I think Krishna might be a demigod or something.
In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the cows, returned to Vrindavan, playing their flute.
Oh, look, here comes Krishna and Balaram, along with the cows, home from the forest.
Oh, yes. I see his peacock feather. My heart is gladdened.
When Krishna is gone, I feel one moment to be like 12 years.
How can we live without Krishna, the cowherd boy?
The inhabitants of Vrindavan were all struck with wonder when they heard of the wonderful activities of Krishna and Balaram. And they marveled that they must be demigods who had kindly come to Vrindavan to become their children.
Have you heard Nanda's boys have returned? They've been today in the woods doing what no others could. A demon named Prabhamba came and tried to join into their game, but Balaram with just his hand smashed him down onto the land.
Don't believe it.
But that's not all we have to say. While this happened, the cows did stray, looking for fresh grass to eat. They came upon a scorching heat. The cows and boys were struck with fear. They saw huge flames were coming near. Quickly, so they would not expire, Krishna swallowed the forest fire.
Krishna's the supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, he does the face of fear. His holy name alone can liberate us from death. If we accept his grace, we'll go through his own way. Krishna's the supreme personality of Godhead. Wherever he appears, the beautiful face of his. His holy name alone will liberate us from death. If we accept his grace, we'll go to his embrace. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.